I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Miggs, it's crazy to think that football is going to be back in less than 4 months.
Yes.
And the draft was over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
There is promise. It's a new era for our Seattle Seahawks. And who better to chat with about that promise and that hope than our friend Luke Wilson. Good morning, Luke.
How we doing?
Doing great, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm heading back out to the Pacific Northwest today. I was back in my hometown for a week, you know, see the family. It was a nice ordeal.
Hey, so I saw something, and I heard the podcast. It sounds like you're going to be taking over KJ Wright's old podcast with KJ All Day, and now it's going to be Luke's show.
Yeah, that was the plan, and there's been a little bit of drama, not between me and KJ, but we're obviously boys, but just kind of figuring out some logistics. But I'm working on some Migs. It should be coming, you know, I'm hoping about the next month or so I'll hit the ground really running pretty well here.
Okay, yeah, whatever you got going on, you know, you're always coming on our show, get the word out about whatever your podcast, whatever show that you're doing, because we want to get the word out for Luke Wilson, that's for sure.
I appreciate that.
Luke, I have a question for you. So obviously the draft happened, and the main player that I would like to talk about, and you actually tweeted at him on your social media, is the tight end by the name of A.J. Barner. And I wanted to play the audio of the team calling A.J. for you, and then I had a question for you as well. So this is when the team called A.J. to let him know that they were going to draft him, I think, in the fourth round with their pick with the Seattle Seahawks.
A.J., how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm a lot better now, buddy. A lot better now.
Yes, sir. Me too. You guys just got to steal. I mean, I waited a long time, but I'm ready to go. You guys just got to steal. I'm going to do everything I can to bring the team the championship, and I want to be one of the best tight ends in the league. I'm not going to settle until I do that.
Believe that. I love the vision. We're going to chase with everything we got. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Hey, here's Coach Mack.
Hey, Jay.
Hello.
What's good, man?
Sir.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, a lot better now that you're a Seahawk, man.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I want to be coached hard, Coach. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan.
I love that part. I want to be coached hard, Coach. Let's make it happen.
Yes.
I feel like tight ends are very unique, and they've got, like, their own vibe to them, like, very fun-loving, like you, and, of course, Gronkowski, and, you know, we had Jimmy Graham as well, and now you hear some of the stuff that this A.J. Barner guy as well. Like, there just seems like a type of person that becomes a tight end. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. I think, you know, I know he plays for the enemy, but you got to throw Kittle in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think part of the reason is, you know, in that locker room, a lot of times you hang around with your position group, I mean, the most, let's put it that way. And the tight ends, we kind of float around a bit. Like, you got to be in touch with the quarterback, but you also got to be, you know, you're an extension of the offensive line. So you got to be a bit of, you know, all the different personalities, if you will, which creates a bit of a strange ordeal, like myself. That's what I would probably attribute that to.
I feel like the tight ends are almost like the goalies of the NFL in a sense, like unique group. They got a fun sense of humor, and they're just a little out there.
I would say it's a very fair comparison.
We are chatting with Seahawks alum Luke Wilson. Luke, as the draft was going on these past couple of days, can you take us back to when you were first coming up and how magical those phone calls are and how life-changing that experience is for these young guys?
So I'm going to be completely honest, and you heard AJ there. If you're not like a top 15 pick, the vast majority of the draft is absolutely awful. It just straight up stinks. Okay, it's like some of the longest minutes. I'm just being honest. And you heard him say it when he's like, man, I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
I don't want to, whatever the quote was. So like, and you don't realize this until you're in it. But like every year I'm in college, I'm playing football. It's like, oh, it's the NFL draft, you know, turn it on. You're sitting around with your buddies. Maybe you're at some sports bar. You're chopping it up like, oh, the pick is in. Oh, you know this guy. You don't. Who is he? Well, when you're hoping it's you, those like 5 minutes until the next selection, you're just death gripping your phone. Like, dude, is my phone going to ring? Is my phone going to ring? Like, what's going on? And then, of course, the vast majority of us watch it with friends or family. And then to make things even more strange is like, I remember my year, I thought for sure Miami or Houston were going to draft me.
Okay.
And Miami comes up, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like tapping my buddies, like, hey, this is about the time I thought I'd go. Like, Miami's, you know, up on the clock. Goodell steps on the stage and goes, the Miami Dolphins select tight end, Michigan State. I think it was Deion Sims. And it's just like, what? Like, I've talked to this coach like 10 times, you know, like, they went with that guy, and so it just gets weird. And then you're starting thinking, you're like, man, like, what happens if you don't get picked? Or, like, how far am I going to slide back here? And blah, 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 blah. So it's like this miserable gong show until you get the call. You know, and I remember when John called me, and it just, nothing in my life seemed to have flipped as quick as, well, there is one other thing, but in a different direction. I'm not going to get into it. I'm sure you guys can remember. But nothing has ever flipped this, like, suddenly where you're, like, miserable. Like, man, these guys drafted this guy. I'm in the fifth round now. This is taking forever. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, phone call, pure jubilation. We got to fly out to Seattle in 1 week, and you're on the Seattle Seahawks. So, again, it's a bit of a weird ordeal and a little stressful until you actually get the phone call.
Here's a weird question for you then, because sometimes you see like the players and like within seconds they're rocking that team's hat. Do you have like in your closet every team's hat ready to grab just depending on which team picks you?
So I did not. You're going to laugh at this. I think it depends. I think now with social media, I mean, I got drafted 11 years ago. So obviously there was social media, but probably not the same as it is today. But I remember like I'm sitting in my basement in LaSalle, Ontario. Get the phone call. The one thing I will say is I had gotten the phone call before, like the pick before me had even been announced on television. So it was like, man, like it's just a, you know, on the clock, the Seahawks, and like the clock is pretty delayed, if you will. But I remember like the next day, the kind of local papers were like, does he have any Seahawks stuff? And I'm like, no. And like, my mom's looking at like, the local sports stores to like get a T-shirt.
Did she find one?
I mean, yeah, and of course they come in. I got drafted on Saturday, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. 23 years old, I'm in my hometown. Me and all my best friends from my childhood went out and had quite a few alcoholic beverages.
Oh, I bet.
You know, and it's like I got the Windsor Star there, and I'm wearing a Seahawks tee from the Sporting Good, and I'm completely hungover and can barely open my eyes. And the things follow me around forever.
How would you feel? Did you feel like the Seahawks did a good job with the draft? I don't know how much you could watch since you're hanging out with some family over the weekend.
Yeah, no, I did. I liked their picks. Especially like you talk about AJ. Obviously, they got the guy from Texas in the first round. We got an offensive guard later. I think they've done a great job. And the one thing I like about this AJ kid, I don't know him, but he's going to know Mike McDonald from Michigan. He's going to kind of know what Mike McDonald's culture is like, which is a big ordeal. And he just comes off a national championship. So my thing, you get a guy like that, you know, in the mid rounds, if he can, you know, he's not obviously going to come in and be a veteran leader. But for that younger group, if he can kind of understand the standard that Mike McDonald's looking for, it's a really, really important ordeal off the field.
And I also love, I can't remember which player it was that got drafted, but I saw him tweeting. He's like, dude, my phone, I have bad service. Apparently, he didn't even get the phone call because his phone, it kept going like straight to voicemail because he was in an area where they didn't have the best service and everyone's giving a hard time on social media. It's like, dude, why wouldn't you make sure that you're somewhere where you have good cell service if you're going to be expecting a phone call from an NFL team?
I mean, that's, it's like you said, Migs, it's ridiculous. Like, and again, 11 years ago, I remember guys calling me 3-4 days out being like, hey, is this Luke? Like, yeah. Hey, it's so-and-so at the Raiders. We're just verifying all the cell phone numbers. Make sure this is the one you want to be called on
draft day.
And, of course, you're like, yeah, this is the one. And you, like, hang the phone up. You call your agent. You're like, tell everyone the Raiders asked for my phone number. You know, trying to get your draft stock higher. It's ridiculous.
Luke Wilson, it's always great hearing from you. And definitely keep us posted on what's going to be happening with you in the future with a podcast or a show or anything along those lines.
I appreciate that, Migs, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Luke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.